I'm Dennis Anderson, managing editor of the Lawrence Journal World. With me is reporter Sean Hiddle, who for the past 2 years has been investigating sexual abuse cases in the Kansas Catholic Church. The finished product is on our website now. Sean, how did this project begin?
Well, we started this back in 2006, and it was kind of the idea behind it was to sort of recap some of these sexual abuse cases that have happened in the Kansas Catholic Church, because there had been spot coverage of it, but nobody had sort of put this into context. And also the church made some significant reforms, and we wanted to see how the church was handling cases now. And I think the main question we asked was how many Catholic priests in Kansas have abused children.
What did you find?
Well, we never got an answer to that question. 2 years later, we got a lot of resistance from the state's four Catholic dioceses. We thought with the church's reforms that promoted openness and transparency with the public about sexual abuse cases, we thought that basically all we'd have to do is ask them, you know, how many cases have you had? Who are these cases? And I would say in many instances, the church, you know, did not answer our questions. And despite repeated requests to the four dioceses, no one from any of the Kansas, from the Kansas Catholic Church would sit down with us for an interview to talk about cases of sexual abuse.
What did the victims tell you?
Well, we got a lot of frustration, is what I heard from the victims. We probably talked to about a dozen victims or advocates or lawyers that you know, had been abused or had worked on cases of abuse. And, you know, through that time, you know, I never talked to one victim who, you know, was happy with how the church had handled their cases. They talked about, you know, a lot of resistance, a lot of legal problems, and nobody felt that justice had been served in any of these cases.
What's the heart of this story? Why did you think identifying these cases is so important?
Well, I think, number one, it's a watchdog on the church, because they're the ones that, you know, had this big scandal in 2002, and they said, we're going to make changes. We're gonna clean up our act. And no one had really, I guess, at least in Kansas here, had said, well, did they? And, you know, what you hear from a lot of the victims is that it's hard for the church to move forward until they take accountability for all the old cases. And I think probably, you know, the biggest problem with the resistance we got is that, you know, we spent 2 years simply trying to identify cases, trying to get the church to talk to us. And we didn't get to spend as much time on the positive things the church was doing. A lot of new programs, they've cut abuse allegations in half. And there's a lot of good people in the church that are working and, you know, really care about this issue. But because the victims are still so angry and they're still not getting the answers that they need, you know, that kind of, you know, overcast the whole project.
What's next for the story?
Well, I, you know, when we're going to, obviously the piece is run and we had some TV pieces, and I assume we're going to get a lot of feedback from the victims. And I'm not sure about, you know, what the church, you know, is going to have to say about this. You know, we've let them know it's running. And like I said, we gave them, plenty of opportunity to comment on the cases, you know, and you know, possibly they'll come to us and want to make some comment, but we'll see.
And we'll be asking those questions again.
Yeah, we definitely will. And this is something that we'll continue to stay on. And even here at the end of the investigation, I still hear more names and more cases come out, you know, that we'll keep following up on, and we'll try to keep the church accountable.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.